Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Temptation Island wrap up on the Hot Dummies on Islands feed. I am Maggie Morgan, and with me today is my incredible co-host who we will be speaking the last time about Temptation Island season four together. The remarkable Kirsten McInnes is here with me. How are you today, Kirsten?
Thank you for the amazing intro, Maggie. I can't believe it. We've done the whole season. We're done the reunion. This is it. Like, obviously, we're going to try to get a couple of little cheeky interviews, but Wow, we're here. I'm so excited that you finally seen the reunion. It was killing me last night to not be able to talk about it.
I mean, thank goodness I didn't watch the reunion because I would not have been not able to bring it up because it was wild. And with us today to break it all down,
yes,
you've been hearing her thoughts all season long. We're so excited for her triumphant Temptation Island wrap up return. It's my mother, Mary Morgan. How are you, Mom?
Hi, everyone. We made it. Another season.
And I just want to say, for the record, Mary, I am so sorry that Maggie continues to make you watch this show. I have now watched season one of the show and have recognized that we are covering the show in its flop era. Season one is just... I was talking actually to friend of the pod, Laura Gerard, today about season one of Temptation Island. And she was like, it's rare that we get Greek tragedy levels of ironic... of irony in reality TV, and that's what season one was. So I don't think I'd recommend you to watch it, Mary, but I'm sorry that we're making you watch the bad seasons of this show.
It has been entertaining. I mean, I wouldn't know what a good season is, but these two seasons have been very entertaining. Mm-hmm. I sit and watch, and you can't believe some of the things that are said.
I sit and I watch. I feel like that is like all of us. One of my colleagues recently discovered RHAP and was IMing me at work. And I feel like what she said is very much along the lines of what you just said. Where I want to find the direct quote. Oh, my God. Where is it? She says, I love watching grown adults debate and debrief about a reality TV show. I love it. But I feel like that's us. We're like, we love watching adults cheat on each other and communicate poorly.
Like, well, I mean,
it's nice to kind of get out of your own life and realize what some people live. You just can't believe how some people go day to day in a relationship that they're in. It's really something to watch.
Right? You're like, wow, I am the most, if you ever feel bad about yourself, it's like you watch some of these people and you're like, this is I'm awesome. Never mind. Well,
I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful for my life. After every episode, I'm like, "Woo! Thank God I got my life." I'm really very thankful.
I have to say, this reunion, like you said, Kirsten, this reunion was giving. This reunion.
Like the only even when you come to Luke and Iris, who don't tend to give us that much, Ash made sure that segment would still give us something, right? So, like,
what was Ash? Oh my God. Where did that come from?
It's honestly, Ash in the reunion was giving Maggie episode one of this podcast. I hate Luke.
Well, I just think this just goes to show that, like, we perhaps were not wrong in our immediate perception of him, that, like, he's shady, something's up, like, this is not good. Because what he gave us through the season, you know, like, was, I said last night when we recorded, like, I think that I just have to accept that I'm a hater and, like, maybe I just need to let it go because they seemed really happy, you know, when they got together. But, like, then it comes to show that he was, like, DMing with Paige on Instagram after the show. And, like, you know, he just seems like he really, like, they're still having the exact same conversation 6 months into an engagement after Temptation Island.
Oh, and no, I'm better. I'm emotional now. I can feel things now. That, I mean, he's all better. He's got it.
Yeah. Well, and that's something. He's been telling us he was getting better the whole time. And Markel Wahlberg has enabled him in that way.
Yes.
So that now he thinks that he's better. But, like, I do think that there were still some small improvements, because even in the reunion, like, Luke and Iris seemed to be very much on the same page. Like, nothing, like, it didn't seem like she was surprised at any point. Like, they both know what's going on. It wasn't like some of these other couples where there was jaw-dropping, shocking moments people were not aware of.
I mean, followed up, the jaw-dropping, shocking moments were followed up by then jaw-dropping, shocking comments by the
revelations.
People.
Oh, my.
I think it needs to be said up front before we go too in-depth. Which, again, like, we're not going that in depth. It's Temptation Island. If you're upset that we're not being cerebral enough, you are looking for the wrong thing. You're watching the wrong show. Mm-hmm. Go listen to Shan and Gus talk about something if you want cerebral. Mm-hmm. This is not the place. We are feather brains.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Feather brains unite.
I was just thinking of that TikTok audio where it's like, that everyone's doing right now. Oh, I can't remember how it goes, but I'm gonna make one later about feather brains so everyone can stay tuned. But yeah, so Lascelles is unwell. He has not been well in a long time.
No.
And I don't know if I have faith that he ever will be well, ever.
So unwell. And I mean, I've never seen someone unravel that quickly as I did watching that show. I mean, I almost thought when he was talking to her at the last bonfire, I almost thought, okay, maybe there's a portion of this relationship we haven't seen. And, you know, maybe she dependent and he's just been trying to make everything well and good and make her happy. But he is just not well.
Mary, you got gaslit too.
Yes, I did. Can you believe he has the nerve to start blaming these other women?
About, oh, mom.
You kiss me first, and I don't trust you anymore. And what?
Okay. Okay, I think we've made a mistake. I think we should actually just get your opinions on each couple before the reunion and then go through what was said. Does that make Maggie, do you think that makes sense?
Yeah, I just want to hear my mom talk.
Yeah. No. Okay, so first question, and I'm gonna sit here and interrogate because I feel like I can like really go for it because I don't have the like, well, I mean, Maggie could also go for it, but like, it's fine.
Go so, for
like,
it, Kirsten.
From the four couples, which I would like to hear your thoughts on, let's start with Ashley and Lascelles. Like, how do you feel just about like what we saw of their relationship all season and the arc that it took?
Well, I mean, I've initially, we all saw it. Lascelles was, you know, right away, he was on to Trace and on moving on with her and declaring love. And Ashley, the whole time, is sitting there, well, I don't know. I haven't seen any growth from him. What growth? He's telling someone else he loves them. Where in anybody's book is that growth? That's some kind of strange behavior, if putting it mildly. And then as they move forward, and I thought maybe she had decided, okay, this is enough, I'm not doing it. And then Maggie's brother was with me watching that bonfire. And he hadn't seen any of the episodes. So I just told them about this couple. So here we are watching the second half of that bonfire. And the whole time he sat there going, oof, 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 this is really hard, Mom. Oof, oof. I mean, I'm good. I wanna stay with you. And we both went, what? And then she backtracks. 2 minutes after he says, I'm not staying with you, I thought, oh no, Ashley, you have got so much potential. Give it to somebody who deserves it, not mm-hmm. somebody who can't make up their mind, who flops from one idea to the other, who has absolutely zero clue on what you need and what it takes to keep a healthy relationship. And I mean, it was just proven in the reunion show.
Well, yeah. It turned out he doesn't even know how to keep an unhealthy relationship.
True.
It's just really bad news all around.
Bad news. Really bad news.
Okay. What did you think of Ash and Hanya over the course of the season?
So it was very interesting. When they first started out, I thought, oh, wow, it's going to be all Hanya. Hanya's going to cheat first. Hanya is going to have his fun. And then Hanya became this mushmelon crying man at every turn. And I felt bad for the guy after a while. And you saw the arc of Ash. They just kept getting stronger every week. And it was mm-hmm. beautiful to see that somebody who had been so negated in their relationship and dismissed and abused in many ways really came out triumphant. And I am so proud of them. I can't tell you. I was so glad she didn't go with Taylor, who shocked me at the reunion. I will say, where did that come from?
Nothing could have prepared me for that. Absolutely. Like nothing.
Speechless is the word.
She texted me in a capital letter, said, what a dick.
Oh, I mean, what kind of a move was that? And why? I mean, he seemed to. Okay, so you don't want to be with them, but I mean, you seem to genuinely care about where they were headed and what they were going to do. Why would you do that?
Well, and it's so wild because even if the only thought process had been, I want to look like a good guy on television, you have to carry that through to the reunion.
Exactly.
Or else it's all negated. Like I was floored. I was absolutely floored.
Positively floored. And Hanya, I really do hope that all of the, you know, crying and the words he used, I really do hope he's trying to live that truth now. I really do hope he's maybe learned. I mean, he certainly isn't going to, I don't think he's going to win back Ash. I think they're, you know, strong enough now to realize they cannot fix his issues. He has to do it himself. But I do hope that moving forward, he will treat someone with more respect and understand what it takes to be in a healthy relationship.
Yes.
I hope. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't know.
One of the listeners tweeted at me about Hanya, and I feel like we should just get it out there right away. They said, I know we hate him, but can we talk about how Hanya looked kind of hot at the reunion? And like, does he look better with short hair? Yes, he does. Mm-hmm. But he's still Hanya.
Yes.
And if you find yourself harboring thoughts of Hanya as a hot person, I'm giving you the same response I said to this very kind listener on Twitter who was at Reality Barbie One. I'm begging you to touch grass, please. Oh. Please go outside because you need to get centered and understand that he's not it.
looks are very fleeting. Change a haircut, you can look better, but it doesn't change you. You know, I mean, it's no way. That guy's got a lot of growing to do.
Yeah, he's not okay.
No.
Okay. What about Edgar and Jillian?
Okay. Edgar and Jillian. Too young. Way too young. These two are too young to be in any sort of serious anything. Not much less a relationship. They, you know, I know he cheated and broke her heart. It should have ended there. She didn't know how to end it, or, you know, felt like he had changed, which obviously that didn't happen. Mm-hmm. And they're just, it needed to end. And I kind of feel like she knew that coming into this mm-hmm. Temptation Island, that she was not all in. And you know, that the arc of that, we saw it. You know, she made a couple of strange moves in the beginning with the ring and the hotness with Tommy, and then he imploded and, you know, did what he always tends to do, which is, you know, find someone else. And that needed to end, and I'm very glad it's ended and they're going their separate ways. They need mm-hmm. to grow up. Both of them need to grow up a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I didn't like fully put together, like I knew they were young this whole time, but watching the reunion really reminded me that Jillian's like, what, 21, 22?
Mm-hmm. She was 21 when she was on the show.
Yeah, she 21. Was 21 on the show, probably 22 on the reunion, maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if I had been on any sort of reality TV when I was 21, 22, it would have been way more dramatic and messier and worse. So, like, I'm actually, like, very proud of how much composure she kept as someone who was so young, because I know I would have been a true demon. Like, Maggie, do you mm-hmm. think you would have been able to have that much composure at 21?
I think that I just, like, a show like that, like with dating and stuff, like I couldn't even fathom going on a show like that because of how like weird and awkward I was at 21 about like talking about that kind of stuff. Like I wouldn't have wanted anybody to perceive me mm-hmm. as like in a relationship or date. Like I would have been like, no, I can't do this. Like I can't handle this. So I would have been composed in like a different way, in that like I would have just checked out. Like I would have mm-hmm. been like, I can't do this, you know. But I think that if my boyfriend cheated on me on national television in a way that I didn't really realize, you know, like she, I think, watched the tapes and went to the reunion and had like new fire and anger within her that she needed to release. Like, because you notice she's like screaming at him during the first 3 minutes of their interview. And then she really, I think, took a breath, calmed herself down a little bit. And then she was able to talk to him. And even at the end, he was like, I'm so sorry that I did that to you. And she's like, I know, you know, like she, the anger doesn't last. I think that she just like needed to get that out, you know, like need, like it was like boiling up inside of her. Mm-hmm. And she, because even in, you know, their final bonfire, I thought that she was composed and was pretty nice to him. And if I saw my boyfriend sleeping with someone on national television, there wouldn't have been enough words in the dictionary for me to read him down. Like I would have destroyed him.
But can I ask, why was he allowed to leave with Marissa after he said he was going alone? When did you get to change your mind? And that was really a move. You know, I'm leaving by myself. She turns around and walks away. And then he says, oh, wait a minute. Now that she's gone, maybe I can go with Marissa. I mean, come on, guy. You know, immature. That's, mm-hmm. you know, that's the only reason for that is complete immaturity.
Yeah, I agree. I think that you should have to say your decision in front of the person mm-hmm. and then keep it. Mm-hmm. But I think that he wanted to kind of have his cake and eat it too, where he could kind of stand up to Jillian and say, oh, well, I'm leaving on my own because we need to be independent of each other. But then as soon as she's gone, he gets to be like, oh, well, what about Marissa? I did not like that. And I felt like, I feel like all season long, Edgar has tried to market himself as a victim of things, and I just don't believe that he's a victim. And it seems like he was in a dysfunctional relationship, and he saw some not like great things from his girlfriend. But I also think the relationship was already over, and he did way worse things to her on the show. So
Yeah, it was very clear the relationship was already over before they got there. Now, whether or not he realized it, I'm not so sure about that, which, again, goes to the immaturity of it. How do you not realize it after everything that's happened? And she doesn't look at you with love in your eyes anymore. You know when you're in a relationship, whether or not it's clicking for both. So he had to have realized it before they went. Maybe he thought it was going to save it. I don't know. But it was clearly not maybe the best move to go. But it did what it needed to do.
Yeah, they needed to break up. Yeah, 1,000%. They needed to be separate.
I think that the show gave them like a very clear cut. No, it is over now, which makes it a lot harder to backslide, which I think both of them need to like move on with their lives and like actually grow up a little bit. Because again, they're so young. I feel like it was irresponsible of production to put them on the show, to be honest.
Honestly.
At the end of the day, like, when Matt was on, he said it best. Like, they had the classic Temptation Island arc. Like, they each get a little more pissed at the bonfire clips until one of them cheats on the other. You know, like, they had they were, like, low-key, like, the perfect Temptation Island mark. And I think it has to do with their youth, you know, and the fact that, like, they would be, you know, more susceptible to that sort of thing.
Right. I mean, look, Hanya sat there and watched Ash every bonfire have this hot and heavy, steamy affair. And he proposed. I mean, what happens? I'm sorry, I'm jumping ahead, but
let's talk about it.
I mean, I think we all had that reaction of, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. Where?
At least he said in the reunion, like, what is happening with that person? Like, that's crazy. Like, because Hanya, what were you thinking, you know? But
and face when he was proposing. Ash's face. It was priceless. It was priceless. The whole thing was priceless as you watched that whole thing unfold. I thought, oh, it was hard to watch at times too, because you thought he's pouring his heart out there, but you had to have known this was not going to end well. How, in what universe did you think this was a good idea?
You couldn't write it better.
Right.
You couldn't. Like, this is truly like, life is like truth is stranger than fiction once again.
Yep, absolutely.
Now the last couple of the season, and I feel like we can just like talk about them and talk about the reunion with that. So Luke and Iris, they really like go on, girl, give us nothing most of the season. But what did you think about their relationship?
I still don't get it. I'm going to be honest. I still don't get it. I don't understand why what she sees in him. Nice guy. I'm sure he's a nice guy, but there are a million nice guys that don't text their ex-girlfriends, that are not so insecure, that, the guy at the reunion said it best, and I wish I could remember his name. He said, dude, she loves you. She wasn't going anywhere. You're the one that's messing up this relationship because of your insecurity. 1,000% yes. And if you are this strong woman, you can't keep dragging this guy along. You can't. It's going to get too heavy, and you're going to drop the anchor after a while. And I'm afraid that might happen with the two of them. I don't see the growth. I think he, pretended to play this part, and I worry about her.
Yeah, and so it kind of was brought up at the reunion, like, oh, well, he flirted with other women on Temptation Island. Oh, you know, he's texted or whatever. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Iris kind of created the line of, well, these were people he had previous emotional connections with when he had in the past texted girls, but he didn't know you all, and I did want him to have the full experience. Like,
mm-hmm.
I think Iris is too understanding.
Absolutely. 1,000%. Even at the reunion, I did know about those text messages. Why is he still doing this?
Yeah. I mean, I just can't imagine being in a relationship, like sort of what we were talking about with Puya last night, where like mm-hmm. nothing is worse than feeling insecure in your relationship. Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. nothing is worse. And it's like, how can you like, the idea that you always have to worry when your boyfriend picks up his phone that he's texting somebody, mm-hmm. like that would just be too much for me to bear. Like, I think I would go crazy.
Mm-hmm. Nobody should have to bear that. Nobody should have to bear it. So I don't see, I don't know that things are going to end well there. I really don't.
Well, they're engaged. And, you know, I said last night, like, I don't want to be a hater anymore because they seemed really, really happy when they got engaged. Mm-hmm. But after the reunion, I might hate just a bit more and say, like, I don't know about this one. But mm-hmm. if, like, Iris is a grown woman.
They seem so happy.
Yeah, Iris is a grown woman. They seemed happy sitting there. It seemed like a lot of people were like trying to get under her skin and trying to like break them up and mm-hmm. or like say things to make her upset, and she let it roll off her back. And I do think like there is value to that.
There is. She obviously loves him. Obviously. Mm-hmm. And you mm-hmm. know, good for them. If she can carry this weight, more power to her. I just don't know how you can continue that way. Mm-hmm. I don't. But
we'll have to see. Mm-hmm. Ash also just out of nowhere is like, I hate him. Iris knows I hate him. And I feel like this is a bad play on Ash's part, because like, mm-hmm. I feel like we've all had friends who have significant others that we don't care mm-hmm. for. But if you say something about it, it's not like, it doesn't end well. Like, they're never going to pick you over their significant other, and it's only going to isolate them further when the relationship ends. I think it's very strange that Iris and Ash are as close as it seems like they are from social media. And Ash is still just like, no, I hate your fiance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was shocking. At what point did she ever allude to that on the island? That was the thing that I kept saying. I don't understand where that's coming from.
Definitely. And I mean, I wonder though, like, you know, you have to think that all of the like men and all the femmes together, like that they all, you know, talked crap about their partners. So like they knew the good, bad and the ugly, you know, right. Like for yep. those, for those femmes, I bet you every single sleepover, like every single night was a sleepover where if you, and you know, if one person is opening up and sharing something like really negative that their partner does, you would probably feel emboldened and feel open and safe to share something about your partner too. So I feel like there's like a very strong bond there between them. And so I would imagine that Ash maybe knows just like a lot of their business, you know, mm-hmm. Which is why Ash probably felt, you know, emboldened to say something. But also, like Kirsten said, like, you still, that's just not a nice thing to say to your friend on national television when they're talking about how happy and in love they are with their fiance, you know?
For sure.
It's just not nice.
No.
We can do it on a podcast because we don't know them, but. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. If Iris and Luke were in front of us, I would not be like berating Luke.
Absolutely not. I would say congratulations. Hope it works.
Yeah. Good luck in the future.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Exactly. Okay, so before we move to the next couple, should we take a little breaky poo?
Love that.
Okay, we will be right back.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And we're back.
Yay.
What a great break. Maggie, okay, between the two of you, like, who should we talk about next? Well, like, which one are you two most excited
about? Ashley and the South. We have to talk about them. I like, honestly, Lascelles was showing his whole ass. Like, he showed his whole ass on that stage, and it started slow. You know, it started with, like, the reveal of, like, oh, Lascelles and Trace, it didn't really work out. Oh, Lascelles told Ashley, you know, 6 weeks ago that he still loved her. And I was like, ooh, that's, like, a little spicy. But, you know, I can understand 7 years together. You know you're going to be seeing them. Like, there's a difference between, like, saying I love you and I want to get back with you and saying I still love you. Like, there is a difference there, and I can understand why someone would say that. And then the bomb is dropped that Lascelles and the person who, whatever their name was, that they hooked up with, that wanted to hook up with him all season, that yes, they did hook up at the club. And Trace was like, when was this? And they gave the timeline, and it was before Lascelles went to see Trace. And Trace starts crying, and they're all trying to get a straight answer out of him, being like, did you kiss her? Did you kiss her? And Lascelles, full-faced, fully serious, says, no, I didn't kiss her. You kissed me. Like, that's
you
better.
You leaned in and got real close to me and started talking in my ear, and it's... Oh my gosh.
I have never loved anything more than when this woman, who, again, sorry to this woman, I do not know your name.
Yeah, but you leave.
Yeah. Okay. She goes, I'm 5'2 and he's 6'2. How am I kissing him?
Yeah.
Like, get out of here. I was like, absolutely. You it's true and you should say it.
Yep.
Also, MVP of the reunion was Juicy. We've been ragging on Juicy all season long for having the name Juicy. And let me just tell you, she was on fire.
She was like,
you're stupid. You tell a secret. Ash, we love you. I've got a great boyfriend. Everything's great in my world. I was like, Juicy, look at you.
Her name is Madeline.
Madeline, look at you.
She was absolutely on fire. And can we just talk for a minute how beautiful Ashley looked? I almost didn't recognize her. I'm like,
her and Trace both had, like, completely changed their looks. And I was like,
yes,
both of you are so beautiful. Why are you wasting your time on this man?
On this guy who can't even speak one sentence clearly. Honestly. Did you ever hear him in that whole reunion say one sentence clearly?
No, well, no,
it twists and it turns and it accuses and then it draws away and then it says something, but then it takes it back. It's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Well, because I think it makes sense more with how the season of the show went when he goes, nobody else talked to me except Trace.
Yeah.
Because if anybody else talks to him, he'll get caught in his lies.
Absolutely.
Because he doesn't know how to communicate. Like, I think he is, at his core, a people pleaser who does not know how to make people happy. So he just lies and says what he thinks they need to hear. Mm-hmm. And so when he is now talking to more than one person with, like, different interests or different ideas of what will make them happy, he doesn't know what to say.
He has no idea. He has no idea of who he is. I kind of said it in one of those text messages. He twists himself into a pretzel to make whoever he's with happy and keep everything calm and, you know, going smoothly. And, but he lies all the time.
Oh my God. And he's like, I kissed her, but I had a couple drinks.
I know.
I'm under the influence of drinks. And people are like, what? And I have to say, the best moment of the entire season of Temptation Island was at the end of this whole hullabaloo. And Mark L. Wahlberg goes, LaSalle's, is there anything else you'd like to say? And he goes, yes. Whatever your name is, I can't remember. I'll never trust you again. And I swear to God, every single person in their seats, like, fell back to their seats. They, like fell back.
Just like
exasperation.
At the club, when they were making out, he was like, oh, can anyone see us? No one can see us, right? We're hidden.
Mm-hmm.
How old is this man? I need to look this up.
Oh, I don't know.
A whole mess. Like, honestly.
Old enough to know better. Old enough to know. He has less maturity than Edgar, for the love of God. And Edgar's 21. He shouldn't be that mature.
I think actually Edgar and LaSalle's have the same problem where they're both people pleasers. Like, I think Edgar is a total people pleaser too. And that's why he's cheated on Jillian before, is that, like, someone was like, I like you. And he was like, okay. Like, I think that's like both of the situations. Yeah. I would assume.
Well, neither one of them have any kind of sense of self. They just mold themselves into whoever they're with.
I just think he seriously thought that those were, like, good excuses.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like, he was,
he
like,
believed,
well, no,
everything he said.
You kissed me and I had been drinking. Like, I'm not wrong here. I'm not bad. And everybody's like, do you hear yourself? You sound like a child.
Who was
this man is 28 years old.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Wow. Like, who was the young guy that was with Ashley that was really trying to help her? I find him so endearing. Blake. Mm-hmm. I loved him. He was really trying to help her see. She deserved way more, and he was giving it to him. I mean, I think he went there thinking, I'm going to let this guy know how undeserving he is.
And Mom, he's dating Juicy, so that's probably why they tag teamed. Yeah, and Juicy was like, this truth is going to come out, you know? Yep.
Well, and, like, what I also really liked about this whole segment is Ashley turns to LaSalle's and says, so if we hadn't gone on Temptation Island, how many more years of my life were you going to waste? Like, not telling me you didn't want to be with me. And I was like, oh, she has gone through some major growth since leaving the show. She is doing so much better without him. Like, I was like, okay, yeah, she really gets it now.
Mm-hmm.
And she said also, what did she say about that, like, oh, I lost it, but maybe I'll think of it again. When she just said, like, at the end, she was like, you're disgusting. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
this is ridiculous. Like, I'm moving on with my life. Like, I can't believe, you know, 7 years down the drain. Like,
but it really took to that point for her to say that, because she'd kind of been talking to a guy, apparently, but she wasn't really sure until she heard the Juicy, you know, down low, and then Trace, and it took all of that for her to get a true, clear picture of this guy.
When he was talking about, like, well, I was just saying I love you because blah blah blah, word salad, and Jillian was like, you can't throw around that word, like, I love you is important. He's like, but I meant it in different ways with everybody. And she's like, that's what I'm, do you hear what I'm saying? Like, you're speaking to respond. You're a bad listener. And then he was like, I think I'm a great listener. I'm a good listener. And I was like, LaSalle's, stop.
No. Well, and that's like the thing too, where then he even talks about how he told Trace he loves her and how he felt bad in that moment because mm-hmm. it was going to create some sort of like implication that she should respond, and that when she said it back, it was kind of an accident. And it's like, yeah, but in the moment you didn't react like that. So mm-hmm. like, why are you lying to us?
And Kirsten, how about Mark L. Wahlberg bringing up the fact that you went right for the gusto and said, I love you after 2 weeks on the island. Like, even he was like, what happened?
Well, and he also, Marco Wahlberg was like, so Lascelles, you were trying to hide your relationship with Trace from the cameras. Tell us about it. And I'm like, yes, get his ass. Get
yes.
him.
Crazy.
Ew. And we had to listen to him talk to Trace about how he was getting a boner.
I know.
Sorry, I actually blacked that out.
Good. I tried.
I don't want to know about Lascelles' boner.
No.
I also looked up his Instagram, and I think he needs to go to the like Iris school of Instagram photos, because I don't think his pictures are good. Even though most of them appear to be modeling shots, I just don't think his grid looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's because it's him. I think it might just be his personality.
Well, yeah, that's the whole thing. He's very handsome, but the minute he starts talking, you can't decipher what he's trying to tell you.
Yeah, he was for sure the most attractive man on the show, like physically, but his mm-hmm. personality is bad.
Mm. Terrible. I'm just so grateful Ashley got the full picture and seems to be moving on.
Yeah, I wish her all the best.
Absolutely.
Good luck to him, you know,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
in his life. What else do we have to talk about on the reunion?
Okay, so Edgar and Jillian, I really did not like how like all of the tempters were all like very pro Edgar and being like, oh, he's such a good guy. Like I was like, I don't think Jillian said anything so horrible. Like, she was just upset and expressing that.
I don't know that it was anything that she said. I think for them, it was how much she was yelling at him about what he did when they felt she had done just as bad of things much sooner than Edgar did. I think the timeline for them, they felt it was very unfair to blame the whole thing on him. That's what I was getting out of it.
Yeah, but I felt like what Jillian was saying was that I didn't even feel like she was yelling. I felt like she was just upset. Like I mm-hmm. felt like it wasn't even necessarily like at him that she was yelling. I think she was just like so upset, and it was mm-hmm. really like her exposing how she felt after the first time that he cheated on her, like a year into dating, mm-hmm. and how seeing it on the show, you know, brought all that back and more. And I feel like they were presenting it as though she was just fully browbeating him. And I just don't I'm not saying, oh, everyone has to love Jillian, everyone has to hate Edgar, whatever, like mm-hmm. people can have whatever opinion, but I just like, it just didn't like vibe with what I saw on the show or what I saw on the reunion. So I was just like, especially when Tommy started getting in on it, I was like, okay, like, wow.
I think that they are like a couple that is very much like that narrative is really lended by the way that they appear. Like Jillian is, you know, has this blonde curly hair. She has these sharp cheekbones. She's absolutely gorgeous. She looks like a model, you know, and so she looks like she just like looks very
hard.
Like she's, yeah, gorgeous. Yeah, very, and Edgar, you know, he's shorter. He's got this sweet young looking face.
A puppy dog eyes.
Totally. And I mm-hmm. think that like those perceptions lean into why people so quickly villainized Jillian and like, you know, made Edgar this like poor little lamb, you know, and I don't think that that's necessarily true to the narrative overall. And like I said, I think that Jillian just came in hot because she was upset at what she had seen and she needed to say her piece. And then clearly once she got it out, she was able to, you know, calm herself down and she was able to speak in more conversationally with everybody about what had happened. But I think that she was really, really hurt. And, you know, she said that your overnight date hurt me more than anything else. And I think because you said to her exactly what you've said to me for the past 3 years. And yeah, that would be so painful. That's like what I said. Mm-hmm. I think that the worst thing anybody did to anyone on this show was when LaSalle's told Trace that he couldn't wait for her to meet his mom, mm-hmm. you know, because that's just like the kind of stuff that it's like, how dare you? Like, that's real, you know, like sex is one thing, but deep emotional, you know, things that I thought that we shared, it's very, very sad. And I don't blame her for being hurt, you know. He seemed genuinely sorry, though, you know.
I would agree. He seemed genuinely sorry. And, mm-hmm. You know, the thing that gets me, that Tommy gets me. He was pretty much all in with Jillian, step by step, you know, and then at the end there where he's like, yeah, it's been real, but we'll see you later. Oh, and they keep showing that clip where she says, I can't get everything I want or something like that. It's like, oh, girl.
Well, like, so I sad. Like, but the thing is, I thought that was like such incredible self-awareness from someone who's 21 absolutely. Years old. Like, mm-hmm. to absolutely. Me, I'm like applauding her for understanding that, mm-hmm. right? And yep. then the show made it seem like she was a villain.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. Like, look at her. She looks so gorgeous. Like, not a hair is off on her head. And then she has confessionals where she's saying, I want to get everything that I want to get. Mm-hmm. So people, of course, are going to be, I think, just like in the audience, I think people are triggered by that without looking at the full picture and able to see like, no, this was a very hurtful thing that happened to her. And I, like I said, I do think Edgar is like genuinely really sorry. He seemed genuinely really broken up about it. And he wouldn't tell Marissa, you know, Marissa was like, is there anything in the future that could happen? And he mm-hmm. was like, no. Like, and I do think that that's growth for Edgar as someone who's clearly like a people pleaser. You know, I think that it would have been so easy for him just to be like, you know, you never know. But mm-hmm. I think that him being like, no, this was traumatic for me. Like, I never want to go back to this mm-hmm. place. You know, I think that that goes to show that he's grown a bit, you know?
No, I agree completely. And I feel like by the end of the segment, it seemed like Edgar and Jillian are probably like on decent terms as friends now, like probably not talking all the time, but mm-hmm. they'll probably always be available to each other if like the other needs them. Right.
Yeah, but I mean, I think I would imagine that, like, what would they need them each other for right. anymore?
Well, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's
a sort of thing where, like, you know, I think that there's enough tenderness there that, like, they're not going to, like, shit talk each other at parties, you know? Mm-hmm. But, like, if their friends want to shit talk them, they might just like sit quietly and not defend them. Yes. You know what I mean? Yes. Like, I think that maybe from what I gathered, that's like the level, but they wouldn't wish like ill will towards each other. Like, I think Jillian, even at the end of the day, was like, I want you to be happy. Like, I don't want you to be sad. And obviously he doesn't want that for her. You know, he said it a million times. So I think, you know, that's, mm-hmm.
Yes. And so he left with Marissa and then him and Marissa saw each other like a little bit and texted a bit, but have not been in a relationship. So that's kind of
which is the smart thing to do. Yes. The very smart mm-hmm. thing to do. Marissa, she's what, 25 or 26? I was surprised thought that moving in, that, you know, moving on with that relationship was going to be a good thing. You had to know that wasn't going to work.
But I think it's like, you know, let's have fun. Let's see where it goes, you know, and the fact that like he wasn't willing to see where it goes. She was probably like, oh, she's
yes, sad. It's definitely a but, like, especially like, listen, mm-hmm. it seems like they have a lot of physical chemistry. So
yeah, that's true.
It's mm-hmm. disappointing when you have that kind of chemistry with someone and they're just like Yeah, no, not for me. So I could definitely see how that might not be the best for her. I think Marissa maybe should come back to Temptation Island. I think she would be like a better tempter after this experience.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Tommy did his job well, I gotta say. I mean, really, if his job was to tempt, he absolutely did it. And then he was like, "See you later, bye." I mean, that
and then
really
comes
surprised
to the reunion
me.
Talking shit about the girl that he hooked up with all season. Like,
I know
what I like. What is wrong in your brain? I just, I can't.
At least you didn't give her a fake phone number.
Oh, right.
And before we jump into that, I think we should take one more break and then finish off the reunion. So we will be right back.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And we're back.
Yeah. I mean, what?
Nothing could have prepared me for that. I did not see that coming. What? Who does that?
Yeah, so Ash and Hanya are not together. They do still follow each other on Instagram, so I think they probably have, like, talked out their issues a lot more and just have parted as friends, which is, you know what? That's great news. Happy for them. I hope they both find their happiness separately, because together it was not good.
Right.
But Taylor gave a fake number.
That's just... I was just going to say real quick, yes. I do think that relationship was very important for both of them. Hanya realized, you know, he needed to change drastically in his ability to have a relationship and, you know, in his ability to support someone, to be kind to someone, to take someone's feelings into account. And she really needed that validation that she was a good person, that they weren't crazy, that they were worth something, and that they now can go on having that confidence into the next relationship. So even though they were bad together, it was really a very good learning relationship for both of them.
Absolutely. I agree completely.
I just can't get over, like, Taylor. Like, the only time I've ever given someone a fake number was if they were terrifying at a bar and wouldn't leave me alone until I gave them my number. You know,
I
like that.
I still would give someone my real number and then just block them when they texted me. Like, it would never occur to me to give someone a fake phone number ever.
Oh, I cannot believe it. My jaw hit the ground when she said that. I think everybody's jaw hit the ground. I mean, he seemed so genuinely cared for them. Why would he do that?
Taylor spent all the time. What we saw on the show and what we saw from everything is it seemed like Taylor and Ash had a good physical relationship and they were able to talk things out together in a good way. It didn't seem like they were ever going to get married, but like it felt like it was a good thing. But then in the reunion, we get like the 1-2 punch of Taylor gave a fake number and acting like a total asshole the whole reunion.
Yes!
He was using a different tone of voice.
Yeah.
And then Ash literally is like, "Oh yes, Taylor tortured me about being like self-conscious about my relationship." And it's like, I feel like they filmed the reunion and then they edited that episode where we randomly saw the Ash and Taylor fight because they were like, we have to include something that shows that it wasn't perfect because otherwise it's just going to make absolutely no sense at the reunion.
I mean, he's crying at their departure. He's got tears in his eyes, full-blown tears coming out of his eyes about, you know, and he said, I thought for sure they were going back to Hanya. He thought for sure they were going back. And is that why he did it? Because he, you know, didn't want to be the second choice? I don't know. But it just makes no sense.
Yeah, but be an adult and say, I don't want to be the second choice.
Right. Exactly. It was just cruel.
Yeah. Be like Tommy. Like, yeah, no, sorry.
Right.
And the thing is, Taylor was like, yeah, Ash and I never talked about like seeing each other off the island or like that we were going to be together. And like, obviously, we've been saying that for the past how long, Kirsten? Yeah. That we're like they're not. Yeah, like they're never going to hang out. Like, this is just for the island, which, like, again, is why Ash, I think, was like, then why did you give me a fake number? Like, if you knew that we were never going to be anything off the island, you could have at least given me your real phone number. And then maybe if we were in the same city, we could have hooked up. Mm-hmm. You know, like, what? Wild.
Yeah, absolutely horrible. And apologies for my language, but this is just yet another example of men not being shit. They put on the black nail polish to make you think that they're woke and that they are not going to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
And then they do the exact same fuckboy bullshit that everyone else is doing. Like,
I mean, you gotta be really bad when Hanya is telling you that was a terrible move. That was so Hanya, of all people, is telling him.
I do think Hanya is still trying to convince Ash to come back to him.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Which is so embarrassing for him.
Yeah.
But yeah, exactly. Hanya's telling you that you messed up.
Yeah.
Like, you're in hell.
Exactly. You only have the first clue. I just never saw it coming.
No.
And I loved when the girls were saying how much they were cheering them on, you know? Good for them.
And
good
that means, them. And you know, I think that that's really telling because like they spent 3 weeks with Hanya, so they knew Hanya sucked.
Right.
They knew he sucked.
Yep.
So they were like so happy that Ash was like really coming into their own on the show. You could tell. It was great. And Ash was like, I love you guys.
Yes. I love all of the friendship between the femmes. It's just so great to see.
Because even like, you know, Jillian and Marissa are talking and Marissa's like, Jillian was like, no, obviously you're single. You can do what you want. Like, it's your job to do this. I'm mad at my boyfriend, you know? And I was like, good for you. Because again, that just shows like, you know, maturity at 21 years old, because I think a lot of people would be like, and you did it with this person? Like, you know what I mean? I think
a lot of people would have been blaming her. Saying, what kind of a person are you? You know he's got a boyfriend. Well, she can't do that. That's the premise of the show. They all know there's a there's an other person involved, and it's just, I don't know. It's the craziest show out there. That's all I can say.
To end this podcast and wrap up all of our thoughts on the season, what do you have to say over the season at large, Mom? Do you have any overall thoughts? Any hopes for next time? You know,
I've been listening to the other podcasters come on and talk to you guys. And I think my problem has been, I've really been, you know, wanting to solve their issues. I really wanted them to learn and grow and experience and, you know, make better choices, but that's just not going to happen. I don't think that anybody coming on this show is going to be doing that. So I'm just going to go along for the ride. I agree. I want to see more dirt, I guess, because
maximum cheating.
Exactly.
There's no growth happening. There's no, you know, there's no.
Like Evie, when they were like, yeah, the first seasons, I was like shocked at the reunions and so sad that they didn't stay with the tempters. And then I realized like, oh, this is just what this show is. And you got to let go.
Right.
I mean, like season one of the show, someone leaves a 10-year relationship to be with their tempter, dated the tempter for over a year.
Oh.
And then when the tempter said, you need to get a job because I'm sick of financially supporting you, he ghosted her. He just left and never came back.
Oh my God.
How did you find that out? At the reunion?
No, there was no reunion. So we saw the finale and then I Googled to be like, Temptation Island season one couples, where are they now? And I was like, he ghosted her?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, yeah, I need to watch.
You have to.
The quality of an individual that you know, goes on this show. It's mind-boggling, honestly. The issues that are involved, you know, it's really surprising to me. I just never experienced that.
I hard agree, Mom. Kirsten, what do you wish for next season of Temptation Island?
I am here for maximum cheating. I want to see people so messy. And I'm hoping that we get a cast of people that are maybe, I'm going to sound like a bad person. I hope we get people who are like less media literate, that are like less aware of the production, and that are going into it thinking this will solve our problems so that we can truly see them implode and spiral before our eyes so that we can feel superior to them. Like, we would never fall for this. Yes. That's what I want. Maggie, what do you want from next season?
You know, I agree with both of you. I would like maximum cheating, and I want delusion. Always.
Yes.
Out of every reality show I watch, I want at least some portion of the contestants to be completely delusional. You know, Lascelles did a great job this season. You know, Hanya did a great job this season. Even Ashley was delusional enough to be entertaining to me. You know, I want people who are so delusional on this show, like, just making terrible choices and being delusional about the consequences so that, again, like Kirsten said, we can feel superior. That's what I would like.
Absolutely.
So Marka Wahlberg, bring it on.
And I want to see Marka Wahlberg stop being so nice to the men. I feel like he really challenges the women and the femmes, and he does not push the men as much as he should. I'd like to see Marka Wahlberg.
I think he did at the reunion, though.
He did. Absolutely. He really held their feet to the fire at the reunion. But I think he really liked Luke. He kept saying, Luke, you're doing so good. Yeah. Good for you, Luke. Glad to see you're getting in touch with your feelings. No, it was
not good for Luke.
No, it was all pretend. He did it to make sure that she saw what he wanted her to see, what he needed her to see.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe if
I'm
wrong.
Much credit. But I think you're actively like you're treating him like he's much smarter than he is.
he is kind of dopey.
He has golden retriever energy, but like he's not as nice as a golden retriever.
Yeah, I've never quite met a personality like his before.
What? That's like all the guys that I went to high school with, Mom. Once we hang up, I'll give you a couple names.
No. Okay.
I can think of a couple names off the top of my head.
You're going to ruin your mom's perception of these people.
I know.
That's so funny.
No. You'll know. Which one I'm talking about.
I know what you're going to say.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. We should wrap this up. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So much for joining us. I know that podcasting is out of your comfort zone, but you're so good at it, and we love it.
Yeah, Mom, you really nailed it tonight. Oh, I have to
ladies,
say, you were great.
You brought the fire.
It's because of the company I'm keeping, that's for sure. It's very easy to talk to you ladies, so thank you very much for making me feel comfortable.
Love you, Mom.
Love you too.
We love you, listeners. We love you, feather brains. Thank you for joining us on this journey.
Yes.
It's been so fun.
And if you have been with us through all of this and you have not yet left us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts, it would really, really, really be helpful to us to get some more 5-star reviews on the Hot Dummies on Islands feed. We are still we're trying to fight our way back from that person who thought we should be more cerebral. So any 5-star rating is really, really helpful. And again, we only accept 5-star ratings. If what you have to say is not accompanied by a 5-star rating, we're not listening. We do not perceive.
Amen.
And Maggie, where can people find you now that Temptation Island's over?
Oh my gosh, I'm about to go on a sabbatical, I feel like. You can find me on Instagram and TikTok at ML Morgan _. But, you know,
I'm leaving tomorrow morning and going on vacation with my mom and my cousins. And then next week, my whole family is going to the UK for a little bit. So you can follow me on my trip on Instagram if you want to see. And then I'll be back for Big Brother season. So I'll be around for that, hopefully.
Amazing. And sorry, what was your at for Instagram and TikTok again?
At @MLMorgan_.
Perfect. Go follow her. If you are looking for more of me, you are in luck. I apparently don't get a sabbatical ever. so you can catch me talking about Riverdale over on Kowski Cast. That's Cow with a K. You can catch me talking about what's the other one? Oh, BoJack Horseman over on BoJack Horse Pod with Lindsay Wilson. And you've heard it here first, an exclusive. Mess Magnets is back for at least 3 more months.
So yay! Congratulations!
Nice. Tasha and I talking celebrity gossip, nice. Pop culture, trending topics over at robhaswebsite.com/messfeed. So I'll be over there getting messy all summer long. And we will be back, I guess, next spring for Temptation Island. In season 5, unless the Daddy Network doesn't renew us.
Daddy Rob.
Daddy no.
Please help us.
You know, it's a good thing you deleted Twitter, because that's on RGP out of context already.
Yeah, and Rob's going to hate it. Rob's going to be like, why?
Anyways, we'll be back next season, and this feed will be resurrected at some point in the summer when Love Island USA returns, and I'll be joined by Brian Scally to break down all of that. Hopefully we can convince Maggie to watch a couple episodes of that one.
I will watch. If you get me on in the first week or two, I will be watching.
Okay, beautiful. You take that to the bank. And anyways, yes. We'll see you next season. Bye.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.